Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Halloween has so much more to offer than trick-or-treating. We are, of course, the nation that started it all after all. And with that in mind, Shannon Featherston from RTE Lifestyle is here now to give us some suggestions on cool things to do around the country this Halloween. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being here. I hear you're a bit of a Halloween fanatic.
I love Halloween. I throw a big party every year, all the costumes, the whole thing.
Yeah, I grew up in a home that did the big Halloween party as well. So it was always a really big deal. And I used to take like a personal offense if people would skip Halloween to go to the next holiday.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, could we all please just give Halloween the space to breathe?
I know.
Anyway, let's get started because there's a lot of really cool stuff happening around the country. Where are we going to go first?
So the Pooka Festival in Meath, this is the second year that this festival is on and it's really growing. So it happens across Trim and Athboy. It's going to be happening October 27th to 31st. And it really celebrates the Irish roots of Halloween. As we said, it's gone a bit American, so they really want to bring it back to Samhain and all the Irish folklore characters and all the things that really started this holiday. So there's going to be loads of Irish acts. We've got Sharon Shannon, the High Kings, Jack L. Yeah, loads of live music. Comedians as well, Emma Doran, Tony Cantwell, Reginald D. Hunter, there's tons of them. But the two big events that are great, they're going to be free, non-ticketed, totally open to the public, is the opening ceremony and the closing. So the opening is happening, it's the Samhain Night Between the Years. It's in Trim on the 28th at 6:30. It's going to be loads of street performers, live local musicians. It's just going to be a real party atmosphere to kick off the weekend. And then the closing one is happening in Athboy on the 31st at 5:15. And this is going to have a master of ceremonies who's going to have this live flame and he's going to light these structures on fire and they're going to be all about the kind of characters of Irish folklore. So it's going to be very cool.
And I love what you said there that it's free.
Yeah.
Nice. I love a free event. I love when things are free. Okay, where are we off to next?
So then we go to Kilkenny. So I don't know about my history. I had no idea that we had witch trials and burnings in Ireland.
What?
But we did.
Did we actually?
We did. And the first one was in Kilkenny. So Kilkenny is kind of known as the medieval city of Ireland.
Okay.
It's got all those cobbled streets and kind of the old city walls. And it's very kind of perfect for Halloween. But apparently there was a history of witch trials and burnings. And you can find all about this with a 1-hour tour. It kicks off in Lanigan's Bar at 8 o'clock. And you get lanterns and capes and you get into the whole thing.
Wow.
And they tell you about all the spooky spirits and all the ghost stories that the locals have.
That's amazing.
It's a good one.
A la kind of hocus pocus.
Yeah, very hocus pocus vibes. And kind of you're learning about the history of the place, but also all the evil spirits that the witches were accused of summoning.
That sounds fantastic and obviously quite historical for the area. I had no idea either that was what was going on in Kilkenny, to be honest with you. What else have we got?
Derry has a huge Halloween festival, which I was not aware of, but they go big every year. So this is massive. They've got an annual parade, fireworks show, but they have like a procession through the City of Bones, as they call it. They got the King of Bones leading it. They have live music, workshops, a haunted harvest market, creepy critter kids farm, lots of food. And then they have this mural kind of dedicated to, you know, the Halloween episode of Derry Girls where they're dressed up as the angels. So you can recreate that moment and get your photo taken there. But they honestly, the program of events, you could read through it all day. They have loads.
Yeah, like I see they have a cemetery tour.
Yes, they have so many tours. They have a disco tour. You can dance your way through the city as well.
Okay, I'll do the disco tour and probably the cemetery tour because that sounds hilarious. Or Creepy Critter Kids Farm.
Yeah, I know.
So there's something for kids, for everybody there in Derry. That sounds amazing. And the fact that it's a festival.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that so many places didn't just have like Halloween as a little party, that it's a festival, like it's a big, big deal for them.
Yeah, this runs from the 28th to the 31st, so it's a whole thing.
And what about Wexford?
Wexford, so Hook Lighthouse, what a great place for Halloween, very spooky and foggy. So there's two different things happening. So we have the Fail of Samhain weekend, which is very family friendly, all ages. They want people dressing up. There's going to be a competition. There's going to be art classes. There's going to be barmbrack and caramel apples and all those things. And then later in the evening, they have the lantern led tours, which a little bit for the older kids and grown-ups.
Okay.
And you're going to climb up the 115 steps of the lighthouse with lanterns and who knows what might pop out as you're going along the way.
No, thank you. Don't think that one's for me. Where will we move to next?
Well, Roscommon. Did you know there is an entrance to hell in Roscommon?
What?
The gate to hell. Didn't know it was there.
The Gate to Hell is in Roscommon.
Yes, this is basically supposed to be called the Cave of Cats, and it is supposed to be where Halloween originated from, and it is supposedly connected to the underworld, and it's run through Rathcron Visitor Centre. Tours happen daily, and it, as well as going around the cave, you kind of learn about the pagan origins of Halloween again.
Sorry, I'm just being told our very own Graham has been... Graham, come here, please. Come on. No, I need to... Graham has been to... What's it
How
called?
How far did he go? The Cave of Cats.
Have you... You've done this?
Yeah, I did it like last week.
Give me a description,
please. It's amazing. So you go down and you go to Tulsk. It's a town, the visitor centre there. Like, you'd probably just drive through it if you're on your way to Mayo. But we stopped there, went into the visitor centre. A lovely guy called Mike, who is very knowledgeable, brought us out and showed us where Queen Maeve and a load of kings were ordained back 2,000-4,000 years ago, whenever it was. I should know, it was only last week. And tells us about Cú Chulainn, the Tombo Cúilnge, and how you can see all the tips of Connacht from this rath. It's amazing. You can see from like 90 kilometres. And then he brings you around to this cave where you crawl on your hands and knees for about 10 metres, and there's Ohm stones there. And then you come out into this cave, and it's like massive, about 50 feet tall. So you can stand in there. And he shut off all the lights, so there was no natural light whatsoever.
And are they saying that's the gate to hell?
Mm-hmm.
And you went in there?
Yeah, I was in the gate of hell.
And how did you feel?
Creeped out.
Were you actually creeped
out?
Yeah, was there a vibe?
Lottie, it was like it was a cave that stays 8 degrees the whole time, never floods, complete darkness, no natural light. It was, yeah, it was creepy. And also you have to crawl into it.
Okay, yeah, that's, I don't think, and what would you have done if when you were in there, you heard this?
We're going to get Kim Kardashian out of the cave.
We're going to find out more. It just doesn't stop. We'll find out more in the show in the next couple of weeks about that. So let's go to Cork.
Yes, perfect. So in Cork, Spike Island, a very interesting place, long and storied history. I think over the last 1,200 years or so, it's been home to a 7th century monastery, 24-acre fortress. And at one point, it was the largest convict depot in the Victorian era. So if a place is going to be haunted, this is kind of it. Really interesting characters have been there, and now it is open to the public and all year round. But for Halloween, they have a spook fest trail. So you're going to go around the prison and the 200-year-old fort, and it's going to be transformed into kind of a Halloween monster arrival for all the family.
Oh, so this is a family thing. You don't just have to be the
You can go with the grown-ups, but no, this is for everyone.
And then where are we off to next?
Killarney. This is just for a pumpkin farm, which is very cute. So
I didn't know we have pumpkin farms
we
here.
We do. I know. Again, you think it's all American. And
I
then
thought
it's...
that was an American thing.
No, this is 10 minutes from Killarney Town, and it's for all ages. They say don't bring the buggy because it might have trouble getting over the terrain, but you pick your pumpkins out. The kids can go to the witch cottage and they hear stories. They have a corn maze and they have alpacas. So it's a full day out.
Anything with alpacas. Now, the next thing on the list is something that I want to do.
The Rocky Horror?
Yes.
Yes, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, the fans, it is a cult favourite. The fans go every year. You go to the live showing. This is on in the Sugar Club in Dublin.
And you get to get dressed up.
You have to get dressed up. Okay. It is mandatory. Okay. And there's also going to be prizes for the best dress. So you really have to commit. You want to listen to the soundtrack beforehand, learn all the words, and there's going to be prizes, there's going to be treats, and that's on October 28th.
That's going to be amazing. Also in Dublin, in Whitehead Station, what's happening there?
Yeah, really cool. So the Railway Preservation Society of Ireland, they've been around since 1964, and they basically have all these cool machines to play with because they've been preserving them for years now. And the Halloween train is going to be hauled by a steam locomotive of number 131. I don't know what that means, but train fans will. And it's going to bring you out to Maynooth and return. And it's really, again, for the family. Get the kids to dress up. There's going to be prizes for the best dress. There's going to be snacks. It's going to be just something different for Halloween.
That's a great idea for kids. I might do that with my son because he's obsessed with trains at the moment. Yeah. So that sounds incredible. A steam locomotive.
Very cool, isn't
it? Yeah, very cool, very cool. And then, of course, Bram Stoker Festival.
Bram Stoker Fest. I mean, it's now in its 10th year, which is really exciting. So not many people know that Dracula is Irish, but he was, you know, came from the brain of an Irish man. He wrote the Gothic novel back in 1897. And it's said to be inspired by, I suppose, Irish folklore, but also the Irish famines that Stoker's parents lived through. And this festival is really a celebration of the author. It's a celebration of Dublin of that time. So there's panel discussions, there's installations, screenings, live performances, tours, everything. And that that runs from the 27th to the 30th.
So there's literally something happening in every corner for everybody, for all ages. There's no excuse not to get involved. Are you dressing up?
Oh, I am, of course.
What are you dressing up as?
I don't know. My sister went to NCAD, so she's great for just doing the prosthetic makeup and helping me on the day. So she's a great one to have.
So you're going to pull something great out.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I'm thinking I'm going to do Morticia Adams.
Very good.
My two-year-old is going to be Baby Gomez.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. Anyway, thank you so much, Shannon, for coming in. You can, of course, check out all the details on rte.ie/lifestyle. If you're going to be taking part in any of those things, let us know on 51552.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.